Good morning. Today is Thursday, September 29th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Today will be rainy with a high of 65 and a low of 61. In our top story, Hurricane Ian is set to strike North Carolina today and deluge the triangle with 3 to 6 inches of rain over the weekend. There are possibilities of flash floods, gusty winds and power outages from downed trees. The storm will move in from the North Carolina coast and soak the state as it moves west, dropping more rain in the eastern sections. The storm became a hurricane again Thursday afternoon as it took aim at the Carolinas and Georgia. The storm will be felt across central North Carolina early this morning with the potential for flash flooding this afternoon into Saturday morning. Governor Roy Cooper urged residents Thursday to be prepared. He declared a state of emergency Wednesday and stressed people shouldn't drive through water too deep to see the pavement. Search and swift water rescue teams have been deployed statewide in advance of Ian's arrival, particularly in the western counties where landslides are possible. Locally, Triangle school systems have canceled in-person classes today because of the approach of Hurricane Ian. The Wake, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Durham, Orange, Johnston and Chatham County school districts announced that in-person classes on Friday will be canceled. While some districts will have students work from home with take-home assignments, Wake and Johnston will not. Meanwhile, weekend activities are canceled through at least Saturday. In politics, Senator Tom Tillis is publicly putting his support for several Republican candidates running in the general election. That includes political newcomer Beau Hinds, who has faced comparisons to controversial Congressman Madison Cawthorn. A source said Tillis' Political Action Committee has transferred money to Hinds as well as 14 candidates running for other offices in North Carolina. A PAC connected to Tillis previously spent money this spring in an effort to defeat the first-term congressman. In sports, UNC men's basketball coach Hubert Davis will have to wait to put his own personal spin on North Carolina basketball's preseason showcase. Live action with Carolina basketball was scheduled tonight at the Smith Center but instead will be held next Friday. Other UNC athletic events, including Saturday's home football game against Virginia Tech, are expected to be played as scheduled as long as the opponents and officials arrive. And finally, tickets go on sale this morning for one of the Triangle's biggest holiday events. WREL's Knights of Lights will return to Dix Park for the third year in a row. What started as a pandemic precaution has become a holiday staple as people drive through a mile-long holiday display of lights. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website, and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.